from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Zach and Josh. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Zach Jones, Josh Schmidt here, hanging out with you. We've got the Olympics on, and man, some of these
canoe
sports.
Slalom.
Yeah, I'm glad we're going there because we were watching it in the break. And some of these sports, I look at it, and yeah, of course, there's kind of this like, all right, you know, it's more concentration or it's hand-eye coordination, what have you. And yeah, I know I can't do certain sports. Like last night, I watched China versus North Korea in the mixed doubles for table tennis.
Oh my God.
And I'm watching that, and I'm like, look, I get it's table
Wait,
tennis.
Wait, they do doubles in table tennis?
It was mixed doubles, yeah.
Oh.
And I'm like, I get it. Like, there's no chance I could play it. But I also know it's not like a physically demanding sport that, say,
it's
swimming or track is.
Like.
Mentally demanding, absolutely. But what were we watching? It was canoe.
Canoe slalom.
Yeah, that looks exhausting.
There's also canoe sprint, which we haven't seen
How
yet.
Many canoe sports are there?
Two.
Okay, well.
But canoe slalom.
It's more than I thought.
It looks so intense. I mean, you have... There, okay, so if no one's seen it yet, the way it works is it's kind of like the ski slalom, where you're going down a incline,
yeah,
basically, or a decline, I should say. But in this sense, you're in water, and the water is moving, like it's like almost like whitewater rafting, but you're in a canoe, and you have to like navigate through these gates. But then all of a sudden, there are red ones where you have to go through all the green ones, go through the red one, and then circle around it, going against the current. And then coming back through it again.
Yeah, no, I'm good.
What?
I'm good. Like,
and you have to do 23 of them in the singles at least. There's doubles of that. Kayak,
oh my goodness.
Single and kayak cross. So I'm assuming the cross is like, because I'm seeing, okay, when you click on canoe slalom on the Olympics website,
yep.
At the top they have a picture of the sport. And on the one side there's a guy by himself, you know, paddling.
Yep.
On the other side there's four people like jockeying for position in kayaks.
That's fantastic.
So it's just like a race, and it's
is fantastic.
I want to see that. That's something I want to see.
The other sport that I cannot wait to watch today is the men's gymnastics, the all-around final. I have been locked in, man, with gymnastics. I always do end up getting there, especially when the Olympics comes around, because while it's a sport that like I personally, Josh, don't want to be a gymnastics dad. That is my worst fear as a sports parent, because the stress level that would be there.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm good. I don't want to deal with that.
But it's
watching it, you're just again the one guy, Steven Nerodic, or however you say
I
his name.
I just call him Steve.
Steve, the pommel horse guy for the Americans. I'm like, he's a hero. I love watching him play.
He got the first Olympic medal for the United States in gymnastics.
The men's team overall.
Men's team, right? Because the women's team is dominant. Yep. But the first men's Olympic gymnastic medal since 2008.
And he secured it by being the pommel horse guy.
Yeah, just by being a pommel. And when they added him to the roster, it was widely criticized.
Apparently it was like very criticized.
He was just a specialist, essentially. Like, this is like if the Bills were to sign a guy just for kick returns. I mean, maybe not to that extent, but if the Bills had...
They gave him a big-time contract to just kick return.
Right, exactly. That's the better way to put it. Like, I was going to say, if they have like a certain amount of cap space left and there's two players left and you have a glaring need on one side and you go and sign the other one, That's kind of what this would be like.
But I most of the Olympics I've actually ended up having to watch on mute. I'm working during those.
Yeah.
I mean, we have TVs here in the studios, but usually they're on mute. So I end up watching it later with the sound on of the commentators.
Mm-hmm.
And on that point with Steven, it was like, even when he was getting ready to do it, like the announcers were like, yeah. And this is all he does. Like, and when you bring on a specialist, he's got to be a home run hitter. Like, it has to be a home run.
And he
nailed it. Yeah. And then he's been a very fun personality as well. Like, when, you know, he obviously has to wear glasses. So, like, he takes them off and he has to, like, you know, as someone that wears glasses, he squints the entire time.
Yeah.
And
he also, I think he's like, I think cross-eyed. I read he's like cross-eyed. So yeah. He uses, like, and he can somehow
he says
focus
he
his
feels-
eyes.
On the
it's pommel horse.
The pommel horse. That's what he's using to kind of see is by using his hands. Also,
that's fantastic. It's a superpower.
In like his year at Penn State, he wore I don't know what those like athletic glasses.
Oh, the
are
sports
called.
Goggles.
Sports
sort
goggles.
Of, but they're not prescription. He just wore them like just to wear them.
For the vibe.
That's kind of interesting.
That's incredible. I like him a lot. But, like, so he's a fun personality. But then even when they won, I obviously listened to the commentary, he's celebrating with everyone. Like, his team kind of all knew, like, all right, we're going to win a medal. And then, like, towards the end, it's like the celebrating is going down. And he goes, I don't know what happened. Did we do it? So he's just, like, celebrating with these guys. And he goes, did we do it?
That's the definition of being unbothered. You just go out there and everyone's celebrating. You're like, yeah, like I'll celebrate with them too. What are we celebrating, guys?
Like, I know I did well, but like, did we nail it?
Ooh, we got handball on right now too.
Handball's a lot of fun, but yeah, like the gymnastics, I always get into it. And then of course, watching the women's, just they have been unbelievable. And I'm not gonna lie, mm-hmm. I know there was a former U.S. gymnast who was given quite a bit of scuff to this current women's team. I've really enjoyed all the clap backing of like, yeah, we just went out there and dominated.
I don't know if I'm the only one, but I thought Michaela Maroney was the one that was saying all this stuff.
No.
But I realized it was someone that spells Michaela differently. Mm-hmm. And she's like, man, I should like change my name or something like that. I don't want to be associated with her.
I've seen that. Speaking about like, specialists. So that's been a fun thing. Speaking about specialists, Michaela Maroney for the 2012 London Games for the women's, she was brought in to be their vault person. That was her thing.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, this is awesome. But yeah, so Steven, he's going to end up doing the pommel horse final, I believe, on Saturday morning. Cannot wait for that. I am so excited to watch that because just he's kind of become like – and this happens every Olympics. There winds up being a few athletes that just – I don't want to say become household names, but like we all remember them, whether it be just for a single event or, you know, their record breakings, what have you. Everyone kind of remembers who they are. And man, it kind of already feels like he's going to be that guy. And we haven't even gotten to like track and field yet. Like and that's maybe to many people like the event of the Olympics. I don't even think it's started yet. Like we've got a lot of
track always feels like it's on the back half. So
yeah,
like,
it is.
Like when it comes to like the individual races, like for example, swimming's always first, and then once swimming is done, then track.
Then track starts. Because swimmers a lot of times don't actually take part in the opening ceremonies because they're swimming the next morning. And it's like
right.
A whole day event, a lot of walking. They're like, I'm not going.
Yeah, it's funny. When we got in the studio today, I was like, oh look, what are they winning? Oh, an American won. Oh, this is just
and I immediately
prelims.
Shut it down. I was like, dude, that's just prelims.
Yeah, and this is why, another reason why swimming is overrated. There are too many events. Just get it. Just do one and
funny
call
enough,
it good.
On that, too, there used to not be as many events. They've recently added the 1500, which is Katie Ledecky's like main event. She's swimming the final tonight.
When you're doing so many of the same event.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's too many of the same event.
Yeah, the prelims, then the semifinals, then the final.
Like, I get it. There's that way in team sports, but that's because they're team sports. It
See,
makes more
sense
that
that's
way.
That's why I find it just as impressive. Of,
I mean,
like,
there's
you have
also
to be a great
only
swimmer.
Eight lanes. That's the thing,
yeah.
Is that there's
True.
So many athletes.
Make the pool bigger. Why not?
They do that for some of the relays.
Why not?
They'll end up having a ninth or a tenth team.
No. Do 64. What's stopping
what?
You? What's stopping you?
Actually, quite a lot. You don't want to be in the outside lanes because the waves come in at you, and it actively makes you slower.
Oh, really?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
That's why
are lanes 4 and 5, and then they spread it out. It's essentially an added bonus. You don't really have any waves coming at you where, you know, guys in lanes 1 or 8 have all the residual waves coming at them.
What if we make just a bunch of pools next to each other?
There we go. Now we're talking.
Because then you have separation.
Now we're getting there.
You listen, the Olympics need to hire me.
Just
want to have a conversation about making the pools bigger so you don't have to take half of the Olympics to finish the swimming competitions.
But then the other half is track. Track then takes the other half.
But I don't know how you can make track bigger.
I mean, you can't.
You can't.
But I'm saying, like you know, swimming takes up, you know, the front half of the Olympics. Track takes up, you know, the back half.
It'd be so cool, though, to, like,
with
look
other
down
events, like,
on
mixed in.
Four big pools, and they're all, like, swimming at each other, then swimming away and swimming. Like,
you're going to hate to hear that they probably have a secondary pool for warming up and cooling down. You're going to hate
and
to hear that.
And they don't use that for competition.
They don't. They don't. They use that for swimmers to warm up. Because, like, that's the thing, too. Like, what you don't
see.
You
could have a whole other building to warm up in. Just go over there. Like, use this building for competition. That's like, I don't even know how we compare it to.
I just love seeing Josh get this
flustered.
No, because it's just, whenever I turn on the TV to watch the Olympics, it's just, oh, look, another swimming event.
Yes.
And I don't mind swimming events, but I just don't want, they're oversaturated. There's too many.
Let's dive into this, because I know Jeremy and Joe were talking about this yesterday. I think it was yesterday.
Yesterday or the day before. I can't remember.
So they were talking about this. They are different disciplines. There are swimmers who are better at certain strokes than others.
That.
I mean, like, that, but that's why, like, I'm okay that there's so many medals. It's the same with gymnastics. You know, Simone Biles is considered as great as she is because she can do a lot of it. But we do have certain people. Steven, we brought up, is just there for the pommel horse. He is not going to be the all-around guy, what have you. It's sort of the same in swimming. They're all radically different. Then, of course, you do get the relays, and we can have that argument if there's too many relays. I don't think there is, because they do have different guys than on those, or different guys and gals on those. But they're all different. I mean, we're seeing the one guy, Leon Marchand, the French swimmer. He's sort of like this version of Phelps. He's not Phelps, but he's the version of him, of like he's doing the butterfly, he's doing the individual medley, what have you. But then you do have swimmers that they're like, I do backstroke, baby. That's all I've got. That's all I can do. That's all I offer you. And that's fine, but that's why I do look at athletes such as Michael Phelps and Mark Spitz in such a high regard, because you have to win all of these events in different disciplines with people that are probably going to be better than you at a certain stroke, especially in the individual medley. Like, we all know Michael Phelps is a great butterflyer. He was not a great breaststroker. Like, Ryan Lochte was a better breaststroker than him, arguably a better backstroker than him. But, like, Phelps in 2008, and this is why, like, it's the greatest athletic feats ever, is 2008. He won 8 gold medals. He set 7 world records.
Do you know how many events there are in the swimming category?
I'm going to go 25.
More.
32?
35.
35. That makes sense. Because you're going to get the 50 freestyle, 100 freestyle, the 200, the 400, the 800, the 1500.
I just
do the 100 and the 200 of each of the strokes, and then you have the relays. And then you have also the 400 and the 200 for the individual medley.
But I just don't get why we have to do so many distances.
It's because they're different. It is a completely different race.
Like, 50 to 100 is different?
Yes.
Yes.
If you were
The 50 is a single lap. You dive into the pool, you go. 100, you will have the turn.
So the 50 is like the sprint.
50, that's considered like you're the fastest person in the world if you win that at the Olympics.
Gotcha, okay.
The 100, there's already that different avenue of the turn, which we've seen. Like, if you watch the Olympics, you will see people that are in third or fourth at
the turn. They mess up the turn.
Or they nail the turn and they're in front. It's a completely different race. It's the same with the 200 compared to the 800. Katie Ledecky is considered the greatest distance swimmer maybe ever, up there with like Ian Thorpe of Australia. But she's, you know, the third best 200 freestyler. But you get to like the 800, the 1500, even arguably the 400, she's like the greatest ever.
See, now that you're explaining it to me, it makes a little more sense. But it's just, when I see all these numbers with all these different styles and everything, I'm like, what is the point of this? I saw this yesterday and they were only swimming 400 meters. What's so different?
That is 12 years of feeling different body parts on fire because I'm swimming a different stroke. That is why.
But it's just...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
35 is a lot.
That is, I'm not screaming.
Like that's a lot of stuff. And whereas you look at like BMX, I was watching it today. They were done in like one day.
But I think that's the deal. Like, I mean, but then that gold medal, you can argue, does maybe mean more. I mean, Simone Biles yesterday now has 8 gold medals in her Olympic career. That is the most by any gymnast ever.
Right. And she has how many different things named after her?
Well, exactly. Like she's
the moves
she's
and everything
infinitely
like that.
Changed the sport of gymnastics. Yeah. She has 8 gold medals. That's the most by any gymnast ever. Where I just mentioned Michael Phelps won 8 in a single Olympics. So you can't argue that like hers do mean more or that they can kind of equal out. It's the same with Usain Bolt. I think Bolt has, I think, maybe 6 gold medals or something along those lines. It's something I think similar to Biles, and that's because track does not have nearly as many events. But I would argue track athletes will also tell you the different disciplines.
Bolt has 8.
8. Okay, so it's the same as Simone Biles. But I think track athletes would say the same thing of like, well, yeah, like hurdling is just, you know, running but slower because you have to jump over things.
No.
But ultimately, it's a completely different discipline. There is different things that go into it. It's the same with butterfly to freestyle. Butterfly, it's much more a rhythm-based stroke because if not, your arm's going to be on fire, your back's going to hurt, it's going to be terrible. Mm-hmm. But you get in a rhythm, you're good. Freestyle is just you cup the water and you yank back as hard as you can. And they get themselves into a rhythm. It's a whole thing, but I can understand it. But like, yeah, it's like, you know, fencing, they have like a few of them. But like ultimately theirs, is it just becomes different swords. Like that's
also fencing. Pretty. That's
they're
pretty sick.
Just using different swords. So like there's differences here and there for each of these sports. And I think that's why there's just differences there. Swimming just has easily the most differences compared to every other Olympic sport. With that being said, though, it's that track and field and gymnastics that are very clearly like the big three of the Summer Olympics.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I don't think anyone would disagree with that.
And I think like if you look back on the history of the Olympics itself, that's kind of the longest lasting events. I mean, maybe not swimming so much, but
does swimming also add in marathon swimming as its own like event, like part of it? Mm-hmm. Or is that just because I know that's an entirely different event.
Nope, that is an entirely different category.
Okay. I didn't know if it was going to be part of the
more waters. Great.
Because that's the open water thing. But like you'll never see the Olympic swimmers.
They swim 10 kilometers?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wait.
It's insane.
How do I convert this to American?
It's a lot. No, it's a lot. How do I convert this to American? Let's go to the phones here. We've got Rob on the line. Rob, good morning. How are we doing today?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing very well.
Good, good. Love the show. Was hearing a conversation around the Olympics, and it never fails. Every 4 years, you find yourself at 7 a.m., in this case, watching water polo or canoeing or something like that.
It's the best.
It's hilarious. And your point about the gymnastics, I mean, I was joking with my wife last night watching the women's event, like the balance beam. Like, can you imagine like doing backflips on basically the banister? Like
they put heart monitors on some of these parents. It's cruel. I'm like, what is happening?
It's crazy to see these athletes, and it's so cruel to see, you know, you put 3.5 years in and all of a sudden you got 30 seconds to perform on the world's biggest stage. And to your point about never wanting to be a parent, it's like being a goalie parent in hockey.
Oh, I can imagine. Yeah.
Nail fighting. Even the Winter Olympics, like you sit there and get captivated by the long jumpers, like the long ski jumpers, like the flying squirrels. I've been to Lake Placid before and seen how high these guys like fall from. And you can't fathom the kind of training that goes into it. And it's very respectable, it's very enjoyable. And yeah, it's good for a short period of time, to your point about watching swimming or, you know, consistent events. But the amount of passion that goes into it, the amount of patriotism that goes into it, I'm Canadian, so even watching the women's rugby team, get through the sevens where they had no business being in the final, is just something that, you know, it makes your heart smile, but can also break it. So thanks for the conversation, boys, and enjoy the rest of the Olympics.
Rob, man, you as well. Thank you for the call. On Canada as well, because we were talking about swimming as well. Summer McIntosh, the 17-year-old from Canada. Unbelievable talent in the sport. And then, perfect example, as Rob brought up there, the women's rugby team. I don't know what's happening in rugby, Josh, but I'm watching rugby sevens yesterday. And I'm texting my cousin, too, because, you know, he played lacrosse and he kind of understands a little bit more about rugby than I do. And I'm like, all I know is she is running at full sprint towards what I'm going to call the end zone. I'm definitely wrong on it, but that's what it looks to me.
Goal zone or something like that?
But she's running a full sprint, and like, you know, everyone's freaking out. And the highlight yesterday, I think it was like a former women's rugby player was like part of the commentary, and like she's freaking out because like they're going to win a medal.
The try zone.
No, got it. And it's just like, but yeah, like there's this part of patriotism. I'm like, I've never watched rugby a day in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And yet I was completely captivated and into the idea that the U.S. women's was going to win a bronze medal.
Speaking of just, you know, Rob's point about gymnastics and the heart rate monitors
man.
Have you ever seen, which I am now learning it's called the Corbett flip?
What?
It's a gymnastics. So you know the uneven bars, the like lower and higher bar where they spin around and stuff?
Yep.
Look up the Corbett flip. It's Olga Corbett. She did this in 1972 at the Olympics. She's just flipping around on the bars and like catching herself with her hips. Almost smacking her head off of these bars. Like it got outlawed. It's banned in gymnastics. Like I knew there was something called, or I didn't know what it was called.
There was some move though that you knew like it had been banned.
It's like famous because people have tried it and I think have been like seriously injured when
I saw yesterday before I think I was rewatching stuff for the women's final. And one of their performers, I can't remember her name now, but like they were showing practice where like she went for the uneven bars and went just totally slipped and like landed awkwardly, like landed, yeah. I think on her shoulder. And I immediately like knowing she's about to perform, I know she's okay, but I was like, oh, like it's just like, and I have no like personal connections to her. I've just now seen who she is 3 days ago.
Right.
And like, yeah, there's something about the Olympics. I think for me personally, the Summer Olympics, I do like the Winter Olympics, but I'm much more of a Summer Olympic guy. Part of it, I did perform in one of the sports for much of my life.
Ooh.
Well, no, but wow. it comes in like all of a sudden when I'm watching swimming, I know what I'm watching for. Like,
right? Well, yeah.
There are certain sports I like watching because I have no idea what's happening.
Yeah, it's like if you watch a hockey game or a football game and you're not a fan of either team, you're watching it for the sport.
Yeah,
because you understand the sport because you want to watch it. Like soccer too, same thing. But like at least that's the big three for me. There's baseball and basketball too, obviously.
Yep.
But when you're watching rugby or when you're watching canoe slalom, you have no idea what's going on. Like, we were watching canoe slalom earlier, and the lady missed one of the gates. And I'm like, that's got to be a penalty.
And we both were like, oh, no.
And she gets gold because, there's no penalty on it. And it's like, oh, so, like, it's okay if you miss one?
See, but I'm even, like, watching stuff like Simone Biles the other day. I think she stepped out of bounds. But, like, because her routine was so perfect and so difficult, outside of that, it didn't matter. She was, like, the best. By quite a bit.
I looked that up today. So gymnastics is scored now. They've changed it. Like it used to be, 10 out of 10 or whatever.
Yep.
Now it's your execution score and your demonstration score.
Okay.
So that's why you see like 14, 15, 16.
Got it. Okay.
The execution score is still out of 10 and they start at 10 and they go down and then, as you mess up.
Got it. Okay.
But the other one is your demonstration score. And I can't remember. I think that one's like, one to like six or something like that. And that's how you can get to 16 if you have like a perfect score. It's a 16 now.
Is she the greatest Olympian ever? Ooh. Like I think it's pretty clear like she's the greatest gymnast of all time.
And are we excluding, hockey players, basketball players, because you have professional athletes that play all year round playing in the Olympics.
Yeah.
Like LeBron James could be in the conversation.
It's always,
but if we're talking about Olympic sports.
Yeah, it's tough for me to do those team-based sports and say, like, a LeBron or Sidney Crosby are the greatest
ever. Wayne
Gretzky. Wayne Gretzky, greatest ever Olympian. Yeah. Like, I do look at it more than disciplines.
Gretzky only participated in one Olympics.
I was going to say, because even though Gretzky
and he didn't, I don't think they won a medal.
No, that was the one year that Canada, fell off and was, pretty bad.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That they did it with Wayne Gretzky.
That was the year that the Czech Republic with Dominik Hasek won 98.
Yeah. He only participated in one game in 1998, and that's all his profile says. There's nothing else. There's nothing else there.
But I guess this is my thing. I look at basketball or hockey, and they're in a different category because it's a lot of the professional athletes that are coming in, and they do this kind of as a summer project almost. They're like, oh, yeah, cool. I can now say I'm an Olympian plus also being an NHL player, an NBA player, what have you. I look at it much more of the track and field athletes, the snowboarders, the swimmers, the gymnasts, what have you. Like that I more see. And I'm always going to be a Phelps guy, as a former swimmer. But it does feel like Simone Biles is just leagues and bounds ahead of anyone else.
I'll tell you,
and
I think
still
that,
is great.
I think that Simone Biles is a 1B to Phelps's 1A, Not trying to take anything away from Simone Biles. It's just that I felt like Michael Phelps transcended the sport of swimming.
But I'm already seeing some of his world records get broken.
But
like that, Leon Marchand
already did it with
everybody's
world records get broken. That's sure. The thing. Like, a world record will be broken every year.
But Biles has changed the sport entirely. Like, now we're talking about, like, just in absurd degrees of difficulty that, like, other gymnasts are told, like, don't try this. She's the only one that can do it. Like, that was never a thing with Phelps. Phelps, and even then, Phelps as well, I would never say, like, and this is where I could even almost argue Katie Ledecky is maybe a better, you know, in terms of her events, a better swimmer than Phelps. Phelps had real competition. Ledecky in the 800 and the 1500 doesn't at all. Biles, I would say the same thing, but in a longer stretch here where she is just, I mean, she's better than everybody else. I want to dive a little bit more into this. We've got to take a quick time out here. If you want to join the show, 803-0550 is the number to call. Zach Jones, Josh Schmidt, and you're listening to WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.